When I quit my last day job, I had one big dream that didn't really pan out in the end. And that was the idea that I was going to work whenever and wherever I wanted to work. It was the whole lifestyle freedom thing that I was chasing. I had this fantasy of working from the recliner, wrapped up in a blanket, or working from the beach or from the picnic table in the backyard, or while I was on vacation, you know, all the things. I was going to live the laptop lifestyle. It didn't take me long to realize that working whenever and wherever you want to work is probably the least efficient, least effective way to run a business. This is episode 144 of the Tiny Course Empire podcast, and today I'm going to share how I reconciled that dream of working from anywhere, whenever, and wherever I wanted to by implementing 4 success habits. And spoiler alert, none of them involve working from the beach.
Welcome to the Tiny Course Empire podcast, a weekly show dedicated to helping you launch and grow your digital course business, even if you don't have a big team or a 6-figure ads budget. We'll help you design smart systems, take consistent action, and achieve massive success on your own terms. Now, here's your host, Cindy Bedar.
Hey, it's Cindy, and thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with me. You'll find the show notes and the recommended resources for this episode at tinycourseempire.com/144. While you're there, be sure to download my clear framework. This is the blueprint that will take you from no business to 6 or even 7 figures as a digital course creator or coach. Don't let the simplicity fool you. This is a powerful action guide, and all you have to do is follow the steps. While you're there, be sure to hit the subscribe button. New episodes drop every single Monday morning, and next week, I'm going to answer a question from a 6-figure systems member who wants to know how to maintain the discipline to keep going when you really don't feel like working. I have a couple of ideas for them and for you, too, if you struggle with that. But that is next week. This week is all about setting yourself up for success every single day. So let's dig in. The first thing that I'm going to recommend you do is going to sound really simple and probably kind of basic, but I call it clearing to neutral. And what this means is every day when you finish your workday, take a look around your office or your workspace and reset it back to neutral so that when you sit down to go to work the next day, you have a clean space to work from. So what this means is that you close all of those browser tabs. I'm looking at you if you've got 63 tabs open with articles that you're going to read and it's been there for 3 months, 4 months. You know who you are, right? Close those browser tabs. Close the apps that have been open for weeks with half-finished articles and half-finished graphics and half-written emails. You're not going to finish them. All they are doing is taking up space in your head. Close them down so you can start fresh tomorrow. Clear off your physical desktop if you are one of those people who have papers and note cards and sticky notes and pens and glasses all scattered everywhere all over your desk. Put that stuff away so that when you sit down tomorrow or the next day when you come back to work, you have the space to think. You have the space to set out your project that you're working on. You have the space to plan and develop and really be creative. It's really, really difficult to do that when your space is cluttered. So clearing your workspace to neutral every day when you are done is a fundamental principle that frankly changed my work life. It's so stressful when I sit down and my desk is a mess. I just don't even know where to start. So every day when I am finished working, I take 2 minutes and I clean up my desk. And I put things away. I put all my note cards away. I put my pens in the pen holder. I put my glasses in the drawer. I clear up the coffee cups and the breakfast cereal bowls and whatever else is sitting around on my desk that I've used throughout the day. I clear all that stuff up so that when I sit down the next time to get to work, my desk is ready for me. And the same is true for your physical space as it is for your digital space. So apply this principle to your digital workspace as well. And speaking of spaces, that brings me to the second step for setting yourself up for success, and that is managing your space. Keep that clutter to a minimum. The empty coffee cups, the scraps of paper, the half-read books, the half-filled notebooks, whatever it is, whatever your particular brand of clutter is, it's a little different for everyone, but whatever your particular brand is, keep it out of your workspace. Maintain a file organization system. That's another key element here that a lot of people don't do. You might be one of those people who has a computer desktop full of files, just files everywhere. It makes it difficult for you to find anything. So establish a filing system so that you know where the files are that you need to work on, so that you know where that graphic is that you need to send to an affiliate, or so that you know where that email is that you wrote and you need to send to someone. Keep your files organized so you don't waste all of this mental energy and time just looking for things. And the third part of managing your space is making it a pleasant place to work. I remember when I worked in an office, I had a cubicle, you know what I'm talking about, it was like 1990s blue wall kind of cubicle, kind of fabric wall, and you could like thumbtack stuff up on it, and it's just very industrial and very cold looking. And it was not a pleasant place to work. I don't want to work someplace like that. I want to work someplace that's fun, that I enjoy being, where I enjoy spending my time, because otherwise I'm not going to want to go there. So if your office gives you kind of an icky, stressed out feeling, think about what you can do to make it a more pleasant place to be. Maybe that means getting a more comfortable chair, or maybe it means putting up some pleasing decor. Maybe you want to put up a painting, or maybe you want to put up new curtains, whatever it might mean for you. But do something in your office space, in your workspace, that makes it pleasant to spend time there. The third success habit that I adopted, and I'm going to recommend that you adopt as well, is to manage your time better. And here's what I mean by that. Every day when you sit down to work, you should know exactly what it is you need to get done that day. You need to know what you're going to be working on. Plan your tasks the night before. So when you're doing the clear to neutral, one of the steps that you can do during that 2 or 3 minute time frame is look at your task list and decide what it is you're going to work on the next day. Now, you have to be careful here because it's really easy to overload your task list. I am well familiar with this. If you have a task list that has 10 or 12 or 25 things on it that you think you're going to do tomorrow, you are lying to yourself. Don't set yourself up for failure in that way. Instead, set yourself up for success by paring that list down to only the things that you know you can realistically get done, and plan on them the night before. So when you sit down the next day, you don't spend 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes looking through your task list, deciding what you're going to work on, thinking about deadlines, getting distracted, going over to YouTube, watching a few videos. You know how that can go, right? I'm not the only one who's ever been in that position. The way you avoid that is by deciding the day before what it is you're going to work on tomorrow. That's how you set yourself up for success. I also recommend that you use a calendar to plan your time and your tasks. I know that you started this business for the lifestyle freedom. I did too, but That doesn't mean that you can't make appointments with yourself. In fact, making appointments with yourself makes it easier for you to have that lifestyle freedom because you will know exactly what you can get done in a day or what you can get done in a week and how much space you have left over. And you can make adjustments if that's the case. You can even schedule friends and family and fun time in your calendar first. In fact, I recommend it. Go ahead and schedule that fun time so that you know when you can put your work hours in around that lifestyle that you desire. The fourth success habit I want you to build is probably the hardest one. It is definitely the hardest one for me, and that is practicing constraint and commitment to your business. When I talk about constraint and commitment, I mean not chasing shiny objects. Commit to the tools that you use, the apps that run your business, the behind the scenes things, whatever it is, whether it is the tool that runs your website or the course platform you've chosen or the shopping cart you've chosen or the email platform you've chosen, make a commitment to those tools and stop looking at and experimenting with all of the other ones, thinking you're going to find something better. You aren't, I promise. The one you have is perfectly fine. Make it work. The same goes true for the behind the scenes apps. And this is where I am really guilty of this. And that includes things like task managers and note-taking apps and graphic design apps and things like writing apps, all of those things that are going on behind the scenes. I love to play with those apps and see what I can make them do, but that's not growing my business. What grows my business is to stay committed to the apps that I am using. So what I am telling myself and what I am recommending to you is that unless it is your business to test and demonstrate apps, don't test them. Stick with what you have. Make a commitment. There's this gentleman that I follow. His name is Mac Sparky. David Sparks is his real name, but he goes by Mac Sparky online. You'll find him at MacSparky.com. I'll put the link in the show notes for you in case you want to go check him out. But he teaches Macintosh apps, all different tools to use with Mac computers. And he said recently on his podcast that he only allows himself to change tools once a year, because otherwise his job is to test new tools and he could find himself changing apps continuously. And it is not effective and it is not efficient. So he limits himself to a once a year change. And I think that is super smart. So limit yourself to how often you are allowed to even look at changing apps for your business. It will help you to stay more focused, be more efficient, and get more done. The same can be said about your niche and your business model as well. For 98% of people, it is not efficient. In fact, I would go so far as to say it is disastrous to try to run two or more businesses at the same time. And yet I see people doing it all the time. Commit to one business, get it off the ground, get it running, get it earning money. And then, only then, can you go and look at starting something else. Put your energy where it matters, not in testing and trying all kinds of new things, because you will never build the momentum that you need to actually grow a sustainable business if you are so scattered running multiple things. And that's true in business models as well. If you are a coach or you're a course creator, it makes no sense to launch an Etsy shop or sell printables. Focus that energy on landing a new client instead. And if you think about this logically with math, this is going to make sense to you. Imagine that you charge $5,000 for a coaching client. Now think about how much time it takes you to get a new coaching client, how much effort you have to put into that, and how much effort it would take you to launch an Etsy shop and earn the same amount of money. I think you can see that it would take far more effort and far more time to bring an Etsy shop up to that level of sales than it would take you to just go out and get a new coaching client. Spend your energy and your efforts where you have the most leverage. And that typically is not on launching a new business model. It is typically in putting more effort and more energy into the business model that you already have. And before you come at me with, oh, but I'm multi-passionate, or I get bored, or I need something more creative to do, I want you to look at everyone who is successful in your niche and ask yourself, honestly, are they doing multiple things, or are they focusing on the one thing that is making them money? Because in most cases, you're going to find that they are focusing their efforts. They are not spreading themselves super thin. Yes, they have hobbies. Yes, they have creative outlets, but they're not calling them businesses. During your business hours, focus on your business. Let the other things go. Now, I don't want to leave you with the wrong impression here. I don't want you to think that I am anti-lifestyle freedom. Lifestyle freedom absolutely does exist. A couple of years ago, Rick and I packed up and moved across the country from Michigan to Arizona. I could not have done that if I had a traditional job. It is the lifestyle freedom that gives me that option. This year, we bought a second home overseas, and I will spend part of my year there every year, and I will certainly work from there. I could not do that if I had a traditional job. That's lifestyle freedom. Lifestyle freedom doesn't mean working when you're inspired or fitting in little snippets of work here and there in between other things in your life. It means designing your life and your business so that they work well together. And that's what these four success strategies are all about. So to recap, every day when you finish your workday, clear your workspace to neutral. Manage that space so that it is a pleasant place for you to come and work. Manage your time so that you know exactly what you need to be doing and when, so that you have a clear picture of exactly what you can get done in this day or this week or this month. And finally, practice constraint and commit to the tools that you are using so that you can stop wasting time and energy switching from one platform to another, whether that is the front-facing things like website builders and course creators or the back-facing things like notes apps and to-do list managers. Now it's your turn. Drop me a comment below and let me know which of these success habits would have the biggest impact on your business right now and which ones you're going to implement first. And could you do me a favor? If you enjoyed this episode and you have a business friend or a colleague who could use business building advice, please send them the link. That's the best way to help our channel grow, and I would so appreciate your support. I'll be back next week with my advice for finding that discipline that you need when you really just need to get to work and you're not feeling it. Have a terrific rest of your day, and I will see you then. If you like what you hear on the Tiny Course Empire podcast, you're going to love all of the courses and workshops and support you'll find inside Six Figure Systems. That's my monthly program where we dig into online marketing for regular people like you and me. We don't do big launches, we don't have the big headaches, and we don't have the big expenses that come with them. Instead, we focus on creating repeatable, sustainable systems that continue to grow over time and that don't suck up all of our energy or require a 10-person team to manage. You can come see what we're all about at sixfiguresystems.com, and I'll see you on the inside.